April 27th, 1918. Dear everyone at the studio, at last I am at liberty to write to you. Bear in mind that though I may not be able to correspond, I think of you every day. I take pleasure in thinking about the little details of your work and the place and how I shall feel when I am back with you again. Thanks for Miss Wise's letter of April the 19th. As regards the shutter pin, you will find one with every spare shutter in the storeroom. If you can't find them, write to the American firm that makes the shutter, or Wadsworth, the watchmaker, will make one for you. I hope you're getting some new furniture for the studio. You must have a change. Claire has just written to me to say how pleased he is with the work and place. So much for the dear old business. Today I have been very busy making a dugout, and I now sit in it, writing this. And I might say Jerry is throwing over for some damned heavy stuff at the moment. There is an added pleasure in living in a house one has built oneself. It consists of corrugated iron sheets, wood, and sandbagging. Very comfy. Before sitting down to this, I thought I would stroll through the town and inspect the very famous ruins. I almost got there, but turned back for two reasons. I have not got permission, and one never knows where the next shell is going to drop. And so I scrounged about for a blanket to cover the opening of the dugout and found one. Now for two little commissions. Please send me a bottle of saccharin tablets and a bottle of Horlick's malted milk tablets. Owing to the exceptional times, we are now kept in the line longer than usual, and these things become important. Goodbye, yours sincerely, J.S.